Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Wednesday of the sixth Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Acts chapter 21, verses 15 through 26.
And after those days we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Manaen son of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God, and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this that we say to thee. We have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple, to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them.
Let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. 1 Corinthians 4, 1-2. This is what Paul says to the church at Corinth, which he helped establish, the church at Corinth that we had heard about from St. Luke in Acts chapter 18. What are these mysteries of which we are also stewards? We see it from one angle in Ephesians 1, 9-10, where we hear that God has made known to us the mystery of his will, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. The entire letter of Paul to the church at Ephesus, which he also helped to establish on Christ, and which we read about in Acts chapters 19 through 20, is filled with wisdom about this mystery. Paul describes this mystery as the truth, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Paul envisioned his ministry as making known to all the fellowship of the mystery of God, so that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, Ephesians 3, 8 through 12. Again, what is this mystery? In speaking of the husband as head of the wife, and the unity and love that is to exist between a husband and his wife, Paul reveals that the great mystery he is really talking about is Christ in the church. Husbands are to love their wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, Ephesians 5, 22-32. In case you missed it, the mystery of God is this, Christ in you the hope of glory, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. But notice the entirety of what Paul says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, that is, Colossian Gentile Christians, the hope of glory. If you go back and read Paul's letter closely, it's amazing how many times the Gentiles specifically are associated with the mystery of God. Romans 11:25, Ephesians 3:6, Ephesians 3:8, Colossians 1:27, and 1 Timothy 3:16. Why the Gentiles? Why are they so prominent in this mystery? Because the mystery of Christ in the church, which is the mystery of God in you, is the mystery of God sharing his mystical unity and love with sinful men. This mystery of God sharing his mystical unity and love is so powerful that it unites and heals all ancient divisions, men and women, husbands and wives, parents and children, masters and slaves, and what seemed to be the most irreparable division of all, Jews and Gentiles. Therefore, what we are witnesses of this morning as we read Acts 21 is not just some humdrum description of another journey of St. Paul and the gang. It's a picture of the mystery of God at work in the lives of those made in his image. In Acts 21, we have Jesus Christ dwelling in his body through the Holy Spirit, so that the church may continue to do the things Jesus said and did when he was on earth. What was he doing and saying? He was reconciling the world to himself, and he was manifesting the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father. And this is what we see the church doing in Acts 21, as it manifests the wisdom of God to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. We see Paul going to every church and encouraging them, so that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. Colossians 2:2. We see God manifested among the Gentiles, who were also now heirs of God and his kingdom. We see brethren in Christ traveling to see other brethren, who receive them gladly. Acts 21:17. We see Christians glorifying God because of his mercy and grace to others. Verse 20. And we see the rocky but loving marriage of opposites who attract because God has joined them together. But what does all this have to do with us here today? Everything! We are also the body of Christ. We are also stewards of the mysteries of God. But our stewardship is not the kind where we can lock up the treasure to be guarded as if it is outside of us. We are God's treasure, and we must live out his kingdom among men. The people in your life who are not like you, people in your life who you don't like, these are the people for whom Jesus Christ died, that we might all be one. Think of the sad divisions among Christians today. No, I'm not primarily thinking about the fact that there are different denominations. This is not necessarily in and of itself sinful. I'm talking about something much less abstract, something much more personal, and something much more painful for you. I'm talking about whatever divisions, to whatever degree you might have between you and other brothers and sisters in Christ in your life. Do you want to teach the angels? Do you want to be the presence of Jesus Christ on earth? Then go and love your Christian neighbors, all of them, and begin manifesting the mystery of God's unity and love, which is the mystery of Christ in you.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.